Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And it's called All That Jazz Now. And I do mean right now, like at 7:04, at going on 7:05. Man, I'm cutting up. Tonight, we got a special show for you tonight. Jazz, Music Origins of Magic. You know, jazz is actually magic. Jazz has always had the gift of magical feelings when it's being played. How about that? And I know you're going to enjoy a lot of our stuff coming on. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this great show, because we do have a really, really good show. And, you know, when you're feeling that little magic feeling, it makes you feel better. And it just comes across your face in a smile. So no matter what you hear, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, I want you to grab that little mirror out of your purse, off your dresser, out your travel bag, out your suitcase, or in your bathroom, and say, you know what? I'm going to put a smile on my face, because Don S. said to do it with a smiley face. I do want everybody to feel good, man. Tonight's going to be a really great jazz show. Man, we got the great Shirley Horn. And a lot of people don't know who Shirley Horn is. This lady could cut back in the day. And when I was searching through the tracks, I kept hearing her track. But one of the producers put Dakota Staten's face on her tracks. And I said, that cannot be Dakota, because I love me some Dakota. But I said, okay, maybe it is. But it's just that feeling got inside of me, said it's not right. It's just not right. So anyways, I searched the same songs that I loaded to the playlist up under Dakota Staten. They belong to Shirley Horn. So I took Dakota name off, found one or two actually by her we're going to play. But I found a track, and matter of fact, four, by Shirley Horn. So she was around doing Ella Fitzgerald and Nancy Wilson and Billie Holiday. And I don't think she got all the credit she was due. But it's 7:07. We're going to get into all that. We're going to start a track off, and I got to play this track. It is dedicated to Calumet City. And I want them to put a smile on their face. No matter what you hear, no matter what you do, no matter what you're thinking about, everything's going to be good. So, Frank, you think you can hit it for me? Oh, yeah, I can, Don. I'm Frank Sinatra. And if you ask me, my blue eyes, I will hit it.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing. That sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Hey, 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 I like that. When you're smiling, when you're smiling. Hey, did you know I sang that once at a karaoke? And everybody said, duh. Where'd you get that from? But I sang it like Satchmo, and I'm going to play him tonight. When you're smiling, yeah, smiling. And I hope it made him feel better, because a smile is a frown turned upside down. And that's what I heard, a smile, smiley face. So again, we got a great show for you tonight. Jazz. Music origins of magic. And I'm telling you, I'm going to sprinkle that little dust, bring some magic out with my guy, Eric Darius. He's got a track called Feeling Da, D-A, I said it right, Rhythm. I want you to check Eric out, because Eric is bad. Eric Darius. Feeling the rhythm. Feeling the Rhythm. Man, we got a great show for you tonight. If you'd like to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the best jazz show on Wednesday night. Or you can go to my website and punch in the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/, and you'll be listening to the show if you put in Don S. McClure. Man, we're going to fire it up tonight. We got some Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore, Mr. Kenny. We've got some Shaka, My Funny Valentine. We got some Dakota. We got some Zamjovi. That's bad, damn it. We got Shirley Horn. We got Sarah Vaughn. We got Oscar Gilberto. Man, we got a bunch of people on here. And my favorite guy, Peter White. And he's featuring an artist named Basha. And she is, oh man, Basha can cut. When I say she can cut, she can cut. So I want you, my producer looking at me like, Dad, what is wrong with you today? I said, man, I just ate some rice and something called Pujaka. And he say, what's Pujaka? Man, you don't know nothing about that kind of stuff, man. You still eating hog mogs and stuff? He said, not. Anyway, we got a great show on B. Pujaka. I don't even know what that is. We gonna play some Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore. Be Here. And that's a bad track, man. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you. And we're going to send out some shout-outs later on in the show. But for right now, Boney James, kicking, he could cut. Kenny Lattimore with jazz meets R&B.
Actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love, a destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple. You got me, I got you. All your heart needs, I'll feed you. Anything broken I can mend, I'm gonna prove to you how real men cut through any damage that was there. Love's a healer, I swear. I'ma make sure that we'll stay.
Oh,
that was Kenny Lattimore and Boney James. Boney bad, man. And as I said before, a lot of the jazz artists are mixing songs with the R&B artists, and they're still calling it jazz. So I want you to think about that, man. When you mix, you put that mixture in there, you get a good flavor. Like mixing, let's see, what could I mix? How about some tangerines and bananas? Ugh. I don't think that sounds good. Okay, how about some oranges and peanuts? That's corny, darling. You know you don't mix oranges and peanuts. What is wrong with you? Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Maybe I've been eating too many peanuts. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, listen. We're going to jump to a track by Candy Duffler and David Stewart. It's called Lily Was Here. It's a bad track, too, man. Then we're going to come back with some Zam Joby. It's 7:23. We're moving right along. And again, whatever news you get, you are bigger and better and stronger than anybody knows. So you keep that smile. Because you can be like Rocky. I'm coming, Donnie. And Rocky, Donnie, I don't know. I can't even think of the joke. All right, okay, anyway, let me play this track. Candy Duffler.
Thank you.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Hey, did you know, I heard on the news today that even if you had your Moderna shots 8 months after you had it, they want you to get a booster. They say they want you to be doubly protected. And so, let's see, March. It says after your last shot. So I have mine in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. I won't have to get another shot till November. And they say the problem they're having is not with the people that got the shot. It's the people that didn't. So, people, get your shot. Be big, like when your mother used to take you to the doctor. I don't want that shot. I don't want the old shot. But, Don, just take the shot. And the doctor coming there with that big needle. I'm going to shoot you in the bun buns. I said, no! No, they didn't. What is that? That was corny. Oh, man. But I want you to take care of yourself. And, you know, just hang out with me so we could do a lot more things, man. Anyway, I got a track that I'm going to play. Chaka Khan, Valentine, and I know it's not February, but I just wanted to throw it in. How about that? Add a little smooth groove to you. But yeah, get that booster if you can. Moderna, that's the one I like.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. Like my testimonial.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Oh, yeah. And people are reading that book. And the clip, the trailer, is phenomenal. It's Fanababalistic. Fanababalistic. Now, what school did you go to? It must have been on the alien planet or something. Fanababalistic. What kind of... Hey, I'm going to play this track by Zam Jovi and Lee Ritner. Now, Lee Ritner is a great jazz artist. And again, they're taking somebody that can cut vocally and sticking them on a track. So it's featuring Zam Jovi, Z-A-M, she don't pronounce the A, J-O-B-E, Zam Jovi, with Lee Ritner. Maybe tomorrow. This is my track here, man.
Thank you.
Wow. Zamjobi. That's the girl. That's the track. It is cutting. And somebody texted me that was babalistic. Yeah, I said it. Babalistic. It's a word in the dictionary. Look it up. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play our favorite artist. Well, at least the artist that's listed for tonight, Shirley Horn. She's got a track called Traveling Light. Now, to show you how good she was, Billie Holiday sang it. It was all right. Ella sang it. It was okay. A couple of other people tried to sing it. And this is one of those Johnny Mercer songs. Now, Johnny was bad back in the day. And everybody had their love. Traveling Light. Even some of the current artists tried to sing it. But nobody sang it like Shirley Horn. And the jazz group behind her, nobody's been able to beat. They are just bad. So I want you to listen to this because it's the best rendition of Traveling Light. Even Queen Latifah sang the song. I mean, because she liked it. But can't nobody cut it like Shirley Horn. So let's give a listen to the fabulous Shirley Horn, and we'll have some information about her in a few. How about that?
I'm traveling light. Because my man has gone. From now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away.
Traveling Light, Shirley Horn. She was an American jazz singer and pianist, and she collaborated with many jazz musicians, including Miles Davis. And she was born in 1934, Washington, D.C. Man, So again, one of those artists, she was on Verve Records, which was really big. Miles Davis was crazy about her. And Shirley Horn, National Endowment for the Arts. She began leading her own group in 1950. Man, I mean, that's a long time. Miles Davis was a big fan of Shirley Horn as both a singer and pianist. Repaying his devotion, she recorded an album in tribute to the late Miles Davis. Man, get out of here. So you never know. You know who's singing these songs. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to jump to Boney James at 747. Man. And we got some more, especially Dakota Satan. I love you more than you'll ever know. Ooh, when she sings that. Man, if I was in the audience, she'd be singing that. All right, okay, let me get to Boney James.
Thank you.
And that was Boney James. Boneyism. That's the name of the track in the album. It's called Boneyism. Hey, I'm going to play this track by our featured artist for the night, Shirley Horn. It's a track called I Want to Be With You. Oh, man. And I think it rivals a lot of the songs today about being with somebody. Man, jazz. Remember I said jazz music origins of magic. Jazz has always had the gift of magical feelings when played. And man, when they be singing, it just be, oh man, this is so touching. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. I wanna be with you.
After all the night, wanting you, lying there, hating you and loving you. Tonight I'm touching you. You're gonna see. We'll make out somehow. Here's my man and me. They captured.
Crying all on my computer, sitting down with my hand on my chin, looking at a reflection. I want to be with you. I want to. My producer said, you sorry. I say, hey, don't be Jay. I'm going to play this track by Peter White and Basha. Just another day. All right. Here we go. Before we get to Cannonball Adderley. Just another day. Hey, I want to send a shout out to Nashville, the capital of Tennessee. Tennessee, Barbara. Tennessee in the house. And I got to send a shout out. Got to. Chattanooga. Doesn't it sound like a train? Chattanooga, choo-choo. But it's not a train. It's a nice city with nice people that are making it great. Good. I got to send a shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Man, what's with this, all these southern cities? What's going on? Hey, I'm going to play this track by Cannonball Adderley Quintet. It's called The Work Song. And this was the slaves, I guess, was working on the chain gang. I don't know. But anyway, Cannonball. No, I'm going to play Basha first. See, I'm getting all confused. Y'all confusing. Let me play Peter White first, Basha, and then Cannonball Adderley.
Thank you.
And that's my girl, Basha. Peter White, one of my favorite guitar players. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Do you know it's 8:02 already? An hour done flew by like the birds. Now, you know if I don't play one of the great jazz artists, then you're not playing jazz. And Cannonball Adderley and the quintet, bad as they could get, man. Cannonball. You know, look them up. Look up some of these artists on YouTube so you can see when they're playing. And we got some more great music for you coming up in the second hour. But I'm telling you, man, we're cutting. So let me go and play Cannonball. Then I'll be back with more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. All That Jazz Now. Just right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much for our work song, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley. You know, when I was talking to my producer, and I was telling him my brother Marvin, man, he loves some Cannonball Adderley. And he had a little jazz quintet. But that boy was into jazz, man. I mean, jazz, jazz, jazz. He liked that stuff. That's who I learned a lot from. Oh, man. He was bad. He's a bad guy. Hey, I'm going to play a track by one of the greats, Sarah Vaughan, Do It Again. And again, I learned that jazz stuff from my older brothers, and I would always bother them, and they'd call my mother, Montel Dunn, get out of here. You don't know nothing about this stuff. And I would always say, I know something about some sad, some class, some jazz. They said, boy, you can't even spell jazz. Get out of here. I said, I would call my daddy.
I just got a thrill that was new to me. When your two lips were pressed to mine, when you held me, I wasn't snuggling. You should know I really was struggling. I've only met you, and I shouldn't let you burn. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Please do it again.
hear that? She say, I might say no, 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 but do it again. She said, wait, hold up, I can't breathe. The way you kiss, but do it again. See, her mama told her, girl. She said, you gonna say no, but you mean yeah. I like that. I'm gonna play that again, man. Woo, man. My board is lighting up. It's some guys on here. They done. Play that again, man. Do it again. You know how you ladies do. Y'all say, no, 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 no. Okay, but wait a minute. Don't go. Woo! That's a good one. Oh, I like that one. I might play that next week. I might play that Friday. Woo! Man, I got to get composure. It's hot in here. No, no. Do it again. And her mama told her, girl, you gonna say no, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Here's Dakota Staten. I love you more than you'll ever know.
If I ever leave you, you can say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, baby, you know I hurt myself as well. That any way for a man to carry on, do you think he wants to live loved ones on? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. When I wasn't making too much money, my paycheck in. You know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be any kind of gal. I'm trying to be somebody you can
paycheck win. You know, I bought it home today, and I never spent one red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby. I love you, baby. More than you'll ever know.
Oh, what? I gotta pick my face up off the floor. Oh, that's Dakota Staindred. More than you'll ever know. And you know, she was beautiful, right? So you know, when she was singing in the club, all the guys was hollering, oh, I hope she talking to me. Oh, man. More than you ever know. And no means yes. And, oh, my God. Man, it's hot in here. Man, these jazz tracks, man, I think they rivaling some of these love songs today. More than you'll ever know. Oh man. Let me take a quick break and I'll be right back. I got to cool off.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Maybe even, is this New Orleans? Oh, man, wait a minute. Now, I got to check that. See, that's what I'm talking about. Jazz in the house on Wednesday. Oh, man. And you even get to cry a little bit. Get to kiss a little bit. Hug a little bit. A little bit, a little bit. Boy, you crazy. Hey, let me take this quick break. My producer like, nah, play the breaks, man. Okay. Woo! This is a good jazz show here, man. I'm tired.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And that is me. And sometimes when I look in the mirror, I'm playing through my music. That wasn't supposed to play. Don, you're messing up, man. Anyway, that's the part that we play on the classical show. So you know we have that. My producer is shaking his head. If you could see him on the Skype, he's like, nah, man. Quit drinking that red tea. Oh, man, that red tea is good. Hey, anyway, you know, we played a Frank Sinatra track, right? It was called When You're Smiling. And I told you that sometimes other singers will do the same track, right? And, you know, that's what happens when a track is good. So I am looking for, here it is. I'm going to play this track for those of you who missed it early. I know you heard the Frank Sinatra track. If you didn't, should have tuned in. It was good. But we're going to play a track by Louis Armstrong. Now, you know, Louis was bad at jazz. And it's When You're Smiling. Yeah, I told you I like this one. And I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to smile. Because everything will always turn out good. I don't care what it is. If you will have a happier moment than them sad moments. So we want you to be happy and smile. Louis, take it over.
Oh, when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you, baby. Yes, when you're laughing. When you're laughing, yes, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing, baby, and be happy again. Yes, and keep on smiling. Keep on smiling, baby, and I hope you will smile.
And that's the star of New Orleans, Louis Armstrong. And that was the track, man. And I did the track before the guy that started even before Louis Armstrong. And, man, they beat him up pretty bad, threw him in jail and stuff. But Louis came along later on and dedicated some songs to him. So just goes to show you how it goes. And, you know, what can I say? Sometimes you're just ahead of your time. So that's how it goes. Hey, I'm trying to find this track by Vanessa Rubin. It's called It's Probably Me That Messed Up the Relationship. You know, sometimes you females will admit that it's you. I'm just kidding. I don't want my texts and phones and music board to light up. I'm just joking. But you know, sometimes. Let me play this track before I get in any more trouble. What did I do with it? Moved it up. Let's see. There it is. All right. Vanessa Rubin. The track is named It's Probably Me.
If the night turned cold and the stars looked down, and you hugged yourself on the cold, cold ground, you wake the morning in a stranger's cold, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? Hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, and you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal, you search the city for your only friend. No one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? A solitary voice to speak out and set you free. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. The easiest person I ever got to know, and it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. There's only one voice that comes to your defense. The
jewelry's out, and your eyes search the room, and one friendly face is all you need to see. If there's just one friend, lay down the line for you till the end. I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. Oh, 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 I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
That was Vanessa Rubin. And I like when she said, you know, out of all the friends that you got, the one who's going to stick with you is probably me. Oh, man. Hey, check this out. You know, I told you before I played Louis Armstrong, right, that there was a king of jazz. Seriously. Long before Louis, right? Now, Louis wasn't born until 1901, August 4th. And as a little boy growing up, he ran into the king of jazz, Charles Buddy Bolden. And man, they gave Buddy a hard time. But he was born in 1877, long before Louis was around. And he died November 4th, 1931. They did a movie about him. And I watched the movie, Charles Buddy Bolden. And it was a good movie, but it was really sad the way that they treated him at the end. I mean, he could play. And while he was, I think, in the insane asylum, supposedly he heard Louis Armstrong playing. And then one night at the club, because blacks had a hard time getting into the clubs, right? And Louis said, this is dedicated to the king of jazz, Charles Buddy Bolden. So look it up. Born 9-6, which is September 1877. That's a little jazz note for you. You know, we always got to give you a little bit. Hey, man, we got 17 more minutes to go. We cutting it. We are cutting up. I'm trying to find another track by our... I played I Want to Be With You by my girl. Oh, here it is. I Could Have Told You. So her boyfriend left her, got with another girl, and she said, I could have told you. She was going to treat you bad. You should learn to stick with something. Okay, all right, let me play the track. I Could Have Told You. So Shirley Horn, our featured artist for the night.
I could have told you she'd hurt you, she'd love you a while, then desert you. If only you'd ask. I could have told you so. I could have saved you some crying. I could have told you she's lying. But
you were in love. I didn't want to know.
I'm just your friend. I'm just telling you. But you didn't want to know. And as usual, hey, I'm going to play this track. My producer's just, he's like got tears in his eyes. He's a dog. You know, he's, I don't know about you, man. Hey, let me take a quick break. We got 13 more minutes to go. I am enjoying the show, man. And my mother was born in New Orleans, and my grandfather, now not my grandfather, my grandfather, like in Heidi, grandfather. You know, when my daughter's children, and I love both the girls, you know, and the boy, I mean, but they would say, so what do we call you? Granddad, I say, you bet not. You bet not even mention the word granddad. So they say, what do? I said, it's grandfather. So when they would bring their little friends over from school, they say, this is our grandfather. Oh, man, I like the sound of that. Hey, let me do this and I'll be right back. Grandfather.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. as we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better. We welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, we're back, and I got to send a special shout-out to Rhonda Alexander. She's been a Bravo campaign sponsor of my radio show. How about that? See, there's even individuals who believe in the show. And I got to send a shout-out to Gigi. That's my partner there. And she's also got her own radio show. And she's been one of our sponsors. So, you know, that's why I like the Bravo campaign. It promotes positive talent. Oh, man, I like that. I like the sound of that. All right. It's getting close. 9 minutes. We got to play something else because we are just cutting up, man. I mean, and that's the whole thing about a show. I'm going to play The Shadow of Your Smile, Astrid Gilberto. And then I got some more great music for you. Oh, and I'm going to play the theme song to I Love Being a Butterfly. So let me get that on because it's really good.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams.
Thank you.
was the theme song to I Love Being a Butterfly. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, you could call 347. What's my phone number? 570-5159. I had to think about that. I got a brain fog for a minute. Or you can go to DSM Publications by writing Don S. McClure at dsmpublications.net. And we would tell you what the rates are to be a Bravo campaign sponsor. We're going to get our last track in, and I think we're going to replay Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore. I think that would just be so appropriate, especially it's called Join in the Success of Sound. So Kenny Lattimore, R&B, Boney James, jazz, mix them together, you get great sound. So I'm going to catch you on Friday. How about that? So let me put this track on, and I'm going to say happy jazz night.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to.